Good morning and welcome to Dr. Eve Sunday's, oh no, beg your pardon, 10 at 10. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes, to bring your attention to the breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Or is it this time? I'd like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." So bring your attention into your heart space. This hub, the center from which we need its activity to function. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm, extend the stomach. And breathing the life-giving, energizing, renewing, restorative breath of God. Take a moment to acknowledge your wonderful vehicle for spirit, your body, for what it does and is doing without you even being conscious of it. Inhale. And as we take our third and final deep breath in, let us be intentional that for the next 9 or so minutes, we are consciously choosing to deepen in our spirit, to commune with the ground of our being, to be present to God in us as us. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly. This morning I'm sharing Psalm 77, the Psalms for Praying, an invitation to wholeness by Nancy Mell. I cry aloud to you, O friend, to the eternal listener, that I might be heard. In the day of trouble, I seek the beloved. In the night, my hand is stretched out in prayer. My soul yearns to be comforted. I think of the beloved, and I moan. I meditate, and my spirit is weak. You trouble me, and I cannot find peace. I am so fearful, I cannot sleep. I'm so filled with fantasies, I cannot speak out. How well I remember years past, when you were a companion close by. I commune with my heart all through the night. I meditate, my spirit seeking its friend. Will you abandon me forever, and leave me comfortless in my distress? Where is your steadfast love that made my soul to sing? Are your promises empty, that I feel so alone? Where is the comforter to ease this emptiness? How have I offended you, O friend, that I am so alone? And I wonder, is it those walls of fear and guilt that separate me from the very heart of my heart. I call to mind the closeness of my friend. Yes, I remember the joy of the beloved presence. I contemplate in the silence, recalling how you led me along the way. For your way, O beloved, is holy. There is no other like you. You are the one who will bring us to wholeness. You manifest your love to all who call upon you. With you, the peoples are redeemed, the nations brought to peace. When our fear sends you, O beloved, when our doubts encounter your love, they are afraid and attack. Our eyes pour forth oceans of tears. Our countenance grow cloudy. We hide behind walls of resistance. The power of your love seems too much for us. Your light unveils the secret hidden in our hearts. Can you wonder that we tremble? Yet, you stand beside us as we walk through our fears to the path of wholeness and love. Though our footsteps are unsure, you send the counselor as a guide to lead us on the road to peace, truth, and love. Divine beloved, Mother Father God, as we consciously commune with you this morning, knowing that you are the inner counselor, the inner knower that guides us to truth, love, justice, and peace. We know that right where we are one with you, and all that your life is, health and wholeness, peace, love, truth, compassion, and so many more that we do not have words to describe. As we consciously rest in you this morning, knowing that you will never leave us comfortless, that there is nowhere where we can go where your spirit is not. As the psalmist once said, if we take our bed and dwell in the uttermost parts of the ocean, there you are. Or even if we fly up to the topmost part of the mountain, there your hand will lead and guide us. Let us be comforted in this awareness. There is nowhere where you are not. There is nothing that is beyond or excluded from your presence. We are living, moving, and having our being in your divine omniscience, omnipresence, omnipotence. Mother, Father, God, you know the needs of each and every one of us here on this phone this morning, and those listening later, as well as all of your creation. So I simply surrender them all to you now. We release and let go of all that we've been struggling with, all that we've been carrying, all the hurt, disappointments, the angst, the worry. And know that truly, as our teacher taught us, it is the Father within that doeth the work. So we know that you're doing the work, whether it's for our healing, mentally, physically, financially, emotionally, spiritually. We know that you're doing the work for whatever is before us to do. We know that you've already gone before us to prepare our way to make smooth, easy, and successful our path. In this moment, we surrender, let go, release, and truly come back to the remembrance that always it is the Father, the Spirit, of the life and the living God within us that doeth the work. Father, Father God, there is so much happening across our world at this time. Too numerous to mention, too numerous even to know all. But we can simply bring everything before you. For there is nothing that you do not know. And there is nowhere that is outside of your scope to heal, to bless, to restore. But I ask that you touch the hearts and minds of men. For truly, we are disconnected. We have forgotten that we belong to one another and that we are one kind, humankind. Touch our hearts and minds and cleanse us of the greed, of the inequality, of the injustices that we perpetrate. Let us look to heal ourselves and our planet. Let us create a world that works for all sentient beings. A world that is fair, that is just, that is accepting, that is loving, that is peaceful. Let us grow beyond our ideas that violence and war solve anything. And let us come together with all of our differences, with all of our diverse ways of being in this world, and know that we are one kind, humankind. Mother, Father, God, if anything I have failed to ask, I know you will not fail to bless. Be sure that it is your good pleasure to have the kingdom, that kingdom of all good. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercy, we are ever, ever, ever grateful. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as I mute the phones for our prayer intention. Repeat after me. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly.
Radiating brightly.
I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God
within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
Expressing unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without. Manifesting exuberantly.
Manifesting
exuberantly.
I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God
within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Take a deep breath in. Beloved, I wish you a very blessed and happy Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until we come together once again for Dr. Ing's Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessings.